Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Friday, July 24th, 2026. Among the early reviewers of the newly released book, The Architects of Control, Kelly on Goodreads Review writes, quote, "This story grabbed me from the beginning and moved fast. Very relevant to everything that's going on in our world right now. Highly recommend you find a copy and get everyone you can to read it before the midterm elections," end quote.
It was a very nice thing that happened. You know, I just got a message like through my Facebook profile, somebody writing me like, "Heard about your book and I went to the library. They didn't have it in stock, but they were able to get it through an interlibrary loan. And they wrote a very nice review about it on their Facebook page. They said, you know, I loved it. Actually, I took the day off, the second day off work to finish it."
Wow.
And it's very nice to hear the story. It's only been out there for about a month now. And those are the kinds of stories that really makes it worth it, I think.
All right. Well, let's go back to the beginning. Do you want to introduce yourself and then tell people about this book that you're receiving praise for?
Yeah. So my name is Harold Green. That's a pen name, actually. I have a background from the United Nations. I worked in a lot of conflict, post-conflict and crisis countries before moving to Maine. Now I work for a nonprofit working across the state. But this is kind of a hobby project. The book is called The Architects of Control, a political thriller, and it's set in Aroostook County. And it's really, I think at the core, it's about democracy, elections, and I'd say the impact of artificial intelligence on our democracy. I wanted to set it in Aroostook County and in Maine, even though it has these kind of geopolitical, let's say, overtones. Because one of the things that really fascinates me about Maine is its local democracy is very strong. You know, we have these, 450 plus municipalities, town meetings, this kind of very strong local democracy. So I thought it was a really good setting for a book about democracy and artificial intelligence. And I think it's also, you know, I wanted to ask some questions around that, but I also wanted to make, you know, what are the human kind of consequences of these big things that are happening in our society? I also think it's kind of interesting now we're, you know, in the midterm election season. And I think we're already seeing kind of artificial intelligence being used in campaigns to kind of impersonate or create deepfakes of candidates. And like, what are the implications of that when we kind of, as this being scaled up and like, it started now, but what is going to look like in 2 years from now, for example, with the presidential election? So those are some of the things I wanted to explore with this book. At the same time, I wanted it to be, you know, a local story with human consequences. So I'll be in there at Rockland Public Library on August the 13th. And then there's the Maine Book Festival on August the 22nd in Thomaston at the Thomaston Public Library. So I will be there. And then also the book is out in audiobook, ebook, hardcover and paperback. And you should be able to get it wherever you get your books. And if they don't have it, just ask for it.
Do you have a website?
I do. That's haroldgreen.com. And there you can also find links to the various platforms that carry the book.
That's Green with an E at the end.
Correct.
That was author Harold Green. The book is called The Architects of Control, a political thriller. It came out last month. And just real quickly before we wrap up, supporters of the Peace and Justice Center of Eastern Maine and other anti-war groups will be rallying in West Market Square in downtown Bangor tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. At 11:30, they plan to march from there to the Cross Center to urge the Maine Democrats who are meeting there to choose a new U.S. Senate candidate, to pick someone who will, quote, "actively oppose a proposed huge increase in military spending for 2027, end quote, and, quote, "strongly condemn this theft of taxpayer funds for endless war," end quote. Again, that's happening tomorrow at 11 a.m. at West Market Square in downtown Bangor, and then the march will leave at 11:30 to head to the Cross Center. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. Have a good weekend. I'll see you on Monday.